is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey, welcome to Season 4, Episode 17 of ChrisCast. My name is Chris Abraham, and the actual name of this podcast is now The Chris Abraham Show. But after three or four seasons, kind of got programmed into it. I'm going to do State of the Union, talking about myself, talking about what's going on with me, and talking about some really interesting stuff that has recently happened with my cardiologist and with my rowing machine and with generally the next step in my life. So, TLDR, top of the list, is that I went to the cardiologist and everything's great, except my weight. I am my heart is in sinus rhythm. I'm not having any AFib attacks. My sugars and so forth are not the best. So, because I'm, when I was, recently I was 350 pounds at 6'3", but when I went to the doctor I was 340 pounds, and we decided it was really important to go radical. Now, one of the radical measures could be taking an injection that would suppress my appetite and also work to suppress blood sugar and issues like that. The other thing that we talked about at the office, not on the phone later, was doing something extreme in terms of diet to shake my biome, to shake up my my gut biology, to remove all the things that I eat that bring inflammation to my body, to try to weed out the things I'm allergic to or respond badly to, the things that make me phlegm and all that other kind of stuff. And we decided that we would go carnivore diet for the next 3 months, which, if you look it up, is really only water, black coffee, bone broth, black tea, green tea, the other types of things like ginger and all the other types of teas, as long as there aren't any sweeteners in them or any milks in them. Then beef, chicken, butter is okay, not at all vegetable oil or olive oil or anything else like that. So when I come back, I'm going to talk more about it. We'll see. The thing about it is that it has as much to do with making sure you maximize fat intake as you do maximize protein and minimize carb. It's a zero carb diet. So it's not the kind of thing. Carnivore diet cannot be the result of eating a bunch of lean meat, you know, like chicken breast and so forth. So it's not a high protein diet. It's a high fat, moderate protein diet. And we'll talk more about it afterwards. We'll also talk about my walking. We'll talk about my rowing. And we'll talk about all that other fun stuff, okay? Thank you. Welcome back. This is Chris Abraham. This is the Chris Abraham Show, formerly known as ChrisCast. Let me know if you like Chris Abraham Show rather than ChrisCast. it's easier for people to find me on social media and on search, so why not that? It was easy to do. So, I have 3 months to get back into a modicum of trajectory towards losing weight. And for me, my ideal weight is 100 kilograms, which is about 220, 221 pounds US. So the process to do it is to follow this carnivore diet, and with the associated need to make sure I drink enough water, plenty of water. Also, make sure that I get enough electrolytes, because as anybody who knows or has done the keto diet or whatnot, the keto flu is a real thing. It can really bring you down. And also to make sure that my system remains regular and all that other fun stuff. So we'll see what happens. I have 3 months to do it. I joke with my cardiologist, Dr. Lux. I joke with him about how he chose the perfect time, which is the time during which all the celebrations happen, you know, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, etc., etc. And, you know, people have their parties, and there's even Halloween and all that stuff. Nothing but meat, water, coffee, tea, butter. And when it comes to the meat, you need to find and sometimes they want you to have something like liverwurst or organ meat. And so the way that's been looking recently, the last few days, is it just seems to be that I eat a lot of 80% lean. I'd like 73% lean, but 80% lean ground beef, eggs, whole eggs, like fried, and lots of butter to up the fat content. And then black coffee, lots of water when I wake up, lots of water all day, lots of water before I go to sleep. The app I'm using recommends 155 ounces, which is, I think, over a gallon of water. But someone I just talked to in the carnivore diet says that much water is mostly for people who have a lot of carbs. But I'm told that because there's so little water in meat, that you need more water because vegetables and so forth have a lot of water in them. So this is a winging it kind of diet. Nobody knows what they're on about. But I feel pretty good on it. I try to intermittent fast 20 of 24 daily hours, so I make sure that I eat all my fatty meat within a 2 to 4 hour window. I plan to diversify from just, I tried to buy steak, but apparently I just bought junk. You know, like I bought stuff that should be stewed, so I'm gonna try to go ahead and stew, and I'm gonna make sure that I use bone broth, and I'm gonna make sure that, you know, like just all the right things. Now, in addition to that, my doctor, Dr. Lux, wants me to also focus on fitness, right? So you know that I'm obsessed with doing lots and lots and lots of walking, but what I've instigated, and I've been telling you I'm about to do this every day, but I'm actually going to do it every day, which is I need to mandatory spend an hour on my Concept 2 Model C rowing machine every day for the rest of my life. Now, I'm not talking about going in and doing, you know, a 42 kilometer marathon or anything like that. I'm talking, you know, I talk a lot about slow jogging, slow walking. This is slow rowing. And I started up a subreddit on Reddit called Slow Rowing. It's reddit.com/r/slowrowing. And basically it's slow. Like yesterday I only spent half an hour, but I really want to spend an entire hour every day for the rest of my life. Watching TV, watching, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, listening to the big broadcast, watching TV, watching movies, etc. And what I've been doing, and this is what I consider slow jogging, is averaging around a 3 minutes per 500 meters, which is wicked slow. Like when I was on the crew team and I did sprints, like we were easy at a minute 80, a minute 70, like per every 500 meters. So the pace is like 150, I don't know. Like I was the fastest on the team because I'm just big and strong. I'm not light. You can have two of the three, like they say. You can have big, strong, but not light. You can have light, strong, but not big. You can have big and light, but not strong. See how that goes? So yeah, 23, 24, 22 strokes per minute and, you know, 3 minutes per 500 meters, which is extremely just like la-di-da, la-di-da. Like at that rate, my heart rate never goes above 100, 110, something like that. Like it's really just, I talk about it on a post I made, which is to say that three of the most valuable things about slow rowing for the rest of your life every day is that you can always decide to do a power 10 or a power 20. You can always decide to do an entire high intensity workout on the erg. But if you don't, if you spend 45 to 60 minutes just going like row, row, row your boat, like basically if you were in your street clothes in Central Park and you wanted to take your girl out for a rowboat ride, like you don't want to power out there. You want to gently, you know, juke, 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 juke. You don't want to get sweaty on her. You want to be able to talk poetry with her and sweet talk her and smile at her and listen to her. And so rowing is just your secondary activity. That's what I'm talking about. So what are the benefits? The benefits are you get a full body compression and extension. You go from huddled up with your head almost to your knees and your ankles almost to your buttocks and your arms fully extended to the at the catch, and then you pull out to the finish and your legs are extended, your arms are contracted, your shoulders are contracted, your back gets a stretch, your glutes get a stretch, you breathe, and you also, you know, kind of pump air. You know, what is it they call it? Push out the bad air, in with the good. Out with the bad air, in with the good. If you row, you naturally get into that rhythm of almost walking Buddhism, walking meditation. And, you know, at that point, your blood flows, your blood gets oxygenated, oxygen goes to your brain, oxygen goes through your gut, oxygenated blood goes to your limbs, your quads get worked out, your hammies get worked out, your calves get worked out, your shins get worked out, your glutes, your entire anterior, is that right? Anterior chain gets worked out. Even if you're doing it slowly, it's very similar to the way a physiologist, if you have a torn ACL, works your knee with a machine or a physiotherapist does it. That is what you'll be doing every day. You'll be doing physical therapy, range of movement. I'm on a CPAP all night, a BiPAP, so I have a machine that breathes for me, but I bet you an hour on the rowing machine would drive in breath and drive out breath and increase oxygenization like you wouldn't believe. I do not want to, while I'm getting used to this diet, I don't want to exert myself too much, so I think that even trying to do really casual rowing for an hour after not having done it all summer and all spring is still tiring for me. You know what I mean? I'll admit it to you. When I get tired, I stop. If I feel better, I jump on again and finish another 10, 15, 20 minutes. But my goal is in the short term to do a consistent, steady state 2 minutes 50 seconds to 3 minutes per 500 meter slow row every day. And I'm committing to it too. I'm actually, you'll find this funny, I'm making a stamp, like literally an ink stamp that has on it, it has date, type, distance, time, pace, cals, HR, and notes. And I'm going to stamp that into every page of a rowing log that I ordered from Moleskine, which is like, 5 inches by 8.9 inches or 5 inches by 8. I got one that was squared and customized to be like, you know, have my name Abraham and then row log one or erg log one or something like that. And I'm gonna stamp each page with that and I'm gonna fill it out, one exercise per page. And what I'd like to do, because I'm so fascinated by the book Slow Jogging, is this concept that if you choose a number of minutes during which to exercise, like if you do it for 60 minutes every day, you'll be able to see over time if you start becoming more efficient with your engine. And if over time, an hour equals 9,500 meters or 10,000 meters, and then in a year, an hour gets you 12,000 meters or 15,000 meters or 20,000 meters. Who knows? Because like when I say slow rowing or slow jogging, the secret of the whole thing is that as you become more efficient, as your body becomes more efficient, as your heart, your VO2 max, your breathing, your blood, your muscles, your efficiency, as you become stronger and stronger, the same amount of effort will move the boat, will move your erg, will move your body, will move your walking, will move everything much faster. You'll have more of a spring to your step the moment you become accustomed to it, and you will naturally feel, without you even realizing it, that as casual a row that you had done before is actually much faster. You know, like, I know I'm saying 3 minute mile, 3 minute 500 meters, but the truth is that generally most people who are rowing slow are rowing a lot quicker than that, but as your body adapts, you move forward. So that's my update. I feel pretty good on the carnivore diet. What I notice is that you really get full in kind of an uncomfortable way. That never happened when I was, you know, eating beans or rice and beans. Like, I can eat those all day long and never get really full. But you put some burger and eggs and butter in me, and all of a sudden, like I feel like my stomach is halfway in my throat. So maybe that's what overeating feels like when you feel it Or maybe my cardiologist, Dr. Lux, said that is probably one step further than satiety, than being satiated, and which is, you know, a few bites too far. Anyway, I'll come back, and I don't know what I missed, but hopefully we can keep this continuing. Top line notes, I haven't gotten to a straight through 60 minutes a day yet. They say that the journal is going to get here on October 5th, and I should have my stamp ready by then. So in my head, October the 5th or October the 1st, today is the 26th, I'm aiming at making October the 1st the first day where I do a guaranteed 60 minutes of slow rowing every day. And that's on top of any walking or anything else like that. Like, no, it's not either walking or rowing. It's anything else during the day, like walking or perambulating or slow jogging or being on the treadmill. Like, when it gets to 6 p.m., I have to be on the erg to watch my shows. So there we are. I'll come back to you in a second, and we'll go through how to contact me. Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 17 of The Chris Abraham Show. You can reach me at chris@abraham.su. You can reach me at chrisabraham.com. You can reach me at +1-202-352-5051. That can be a phone call, which I won't answer. That can be a text I probably won't respond to, unless you describe exactly who you are and what you want. You can't just be like, "Waza." It can work for WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram. You can find me there. I'm Chris-Abraham at Tumblr. I am Twitter.com/ChrisAbraham, YouTube.com/ChrisAbraham, LinkedIn.com/in/ChrisAbraham, Instagram.com/ChrisAbraham, Facebook.com/ChrisAbraham. What else? If you want to figure out where this podcast is uploaded, it's uploaded to anchor.com/ChrisAbraham. Here comes a fighter jet. In Arlington, Virginia, about a mile away from the Pentagon and half a mile, a quarter mile away from the National Cemetery. And oftentimes they will do flybys for very special people who die and are being buried at the National Memorial, so National Memorial Cemetery. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Either that or it's a North Korean bomb and we're very quickly going to be turned into complete and utter into dust. All right, I think that's it. Merci beaucoup. Gracias, 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 gracias. And arrivederci. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.